roster was part of this tonight. And, you know, everyone was grinding, playing hard, and willing to pay the price. And it was an overall team effort.
What's it like now to be going back? And you're in a best of three scenario for it, just what it does for the mindset returning to Winnipeg.
I mean, that's exactly it. We got to get our minds right. We haven't won anything yet, and that's a good team over there, and they played us right to the last minute, so we know they're going to come, and we got to be prepared for that.
What are you seeing right now from this group in front of you to be able to play the type of game that they are and getting the pressure around Binnington when needed?
You know, a lot of resiliency in this room, a lot of character, and a lot of chemistry. We're coming together, and we're realizing that our game is good, and we just need to continue to play it and force it down on the team's throats.
What do you do in the break before overtime? How do you get ready for OT?
You know, it's not a whole lot different. Come in here and get a little bit of sugar in you, so you get the spike, and you know, you get your mind right, and you go out there with a little rest, and you get ready to play your game some more.
How do you mood overall going into overtime? I mean, when you've got that break, is it loud in here? Is it talking? Is it quiet?
Yeah, it was kind of loud, but you know, you could tell everyone had their minds right, and we were going with a goal, with a common goal, and with the mindset that we were going to take it to them, and I thought we did just that.
What did you use to get the sugar?
Mine was an apple.